He is Jalen.
What?
Anthony. Rose.
Doe.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We always want to give you something to step to during your weekend. We never want to leave you. So we always put one of these out Friday night so you can listen to it on Saturday when you're doing whatever you do. There's a lot to get to. Got some interesting words from the Wizards owner. We've got Andre Iguodala finally signed to a team. We'll tell you what that is. We're going to get back to D-Block. And
D-Block!
The Dipset. Because that was one of the best nights of my life.
D-Block!
I want to start with this Kanye album thing, Mr. Rose. And Kanye has done some very questionable things. Very questionable things. He's done some just head-scratching things in the public eye. So I don't want to focus on the negative today, Jalen Rose. I want to focus on the positive. One thing Kanye West, he's an artist. Like, this dude is a creative genius artist. And one thing that he always does is brings the best theatrics to his live shows. Like, when we went to Lox and Dipset, they just showed up and did their music. You know what I mean? They just showed up and did their music. Kanye West is standing on a platform over the crowd. Remember his old stuff with the giant screens? And then last night, I see video of this dude being raised into the heavens. Did you see that video? I'm talking about, like, 600, 700 feet over the stage, suspended in a smoky room with the lighting all perfect. Like, he is such a great visual performer that it's always baffles me that he's so good at that and so bad at some other aspects of his life.
So I want to do a performance comparison. He wants to make it grand. Michael Jackson did that. Prince did that.
Mm-hmm.
He's more in the vein of those type of artists. Rick James was like that. They wanted to make it grand. They wanted to make it loud. They wanted to make it big. And you're right. Kanye is a creative genius. I just hope we get the creative genius from his first couple of albums instead of his last couple.
Yes. Yes. And let me just give you the list of features on this one. And it's going to take me about an hour and a half. Pusha T, Don Toliver, Kid Cudi, Fivio Foreign, Donda, J. Ruga. Sorry if I said your name wrong, Doc. Lil Yachty, Playboi Carti, Travis Scott, Baby Keem, Young Thug, Vory, Casey, Roddy Ricch, Lil Durk, 070 Shake, Westside Gunn, Conway the Machine, J Electronica, Sheik Looch, Styles P, Jadakiss, Larry Hoover Jr., Pop Smoke, Francis and the Lights, Jay-Z, Sunday Service Choir, The Baby, and The Weeknd. Like, that's everybody. That's everybody. That's everybody.
So this is what Kanye did that was actually brilliant, if it plays out musically the way you hope. Is in theory, he's just doing a compilation album. That's what that is right there. That's called a compilation album.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in every direction of artist, from Lil Baby to the Lox. You ain't say Benny the Butcher, though.
I noticed that.
So that's disappointing to me. You know, don't ever leave my guy out. Unless he must have been, you know, dealing with his, you know, recovery from whatever took place in Texas.
It couldn't have been a creative decision, I'll tell you that much. It could not have been a creative decision on Kanye's part.
I was just listening to Hove 97 on the way over here from Benny the Butcher. But the thing I want to say about Kanye is one thing you have to be careful of when you quote unquote do a compilation album is each of the songs, I hope, don't sound like singles. I want it to be more like a book where there's a beginning, there's different chapters, and then there's the ending. I don't want it to be like this is chapter 20 and then this is chapter 16. That's one of the beauties of a Dr. Dre, right? When he decided to, like, you guys, you don't understand, like, this audience wouldn't necessarily remember, like, the world-class Wreck-It Crew projects, but, like, once they started the NWA projects and the Eazy-E projects, like, he was the first person, and he deserves to be the guy that's getting billions of dollars off of headphones and pills and beats, because he was that first dude that made sure everything had to be perfect sonically. Perfect. And even the skits. Remember, people was kind of halfway kind of doing skits or like doing bridges between songs. They flat out did 100 Sack Pyramid and like classic stuff. And so now an artist to me like Kanye has tried to embody sonically and creatively what we saw from Dr. Dre. Because remember all of the artists that used to be on the Chronic albums?
Yep.
You had the Dog Pound, you had Snoop, you had RBX, you had Rage. You had so many different people. The DOC, you had so many different people, right? But sonically, he made it move. I just don't want this to be incomplete. So that's what I'm kind of like looking to hear from this project. I'm excited like everybody else. But while y'all was waiting on that, KD2 came out.
Mm-hmm. Not talking about
that's
Kevin
Durant.
That's
all I know.
Not talking about Kevin Durant.
That's all I know. And I'm not talking about my sister Cash Doll, who about to crush it in BMF movie. I ain't talking about KD, who about to get a gold medal. I'm talking about King's Disease 2. Nas dropped. He wasn't playing around. He wasn't suspended 800 feet in the air last night,
no,
was he?
No pump fakes, no maybe this, no merch, no live streams, no moving into Madison Square
yes,
Garden.
Yes.
He's just like, give oh, me hip-hop, by the way,
yes.
Oh, I'm just going to be in the studio. I'm going to make the album, and then when it's done, I'm going to put it out. There you go. I'm Nas. We have an Olympic update. It's brought to you by CarMax. If it's time to sell your car, go for sold with an instant offer from CarMax. Find out what your car's worth with an instant offer from CarMax.com. CarMax, the way it should be. Jalen, by the time people listen to this, gold medal game could be over. And I said it when everybody was naysaying. Everyone's
you
talking
did.
About the roster
you
construction.
Did.
And everyone was, where's Trae Young? And maybe this team is too old. And Keldon Johnson. Who's Keldon Johnson? Why are they adding him just for pop? Let me just tell you something, Mr. Rose. So they're going to win out right after they lost to France. Every single game.
You better be right. You better be right. Because if they
or
lose,
what?
I'm blaming you.
They're
I'm blaming
they,
you.
If they lose, I'm going to act like it never happened. You know how I get down.
Jada, we'll I had to do it.
We'll be doing the show on Monday. I'm just going to be skipping over the thing. Demetrius is going to be in my ear like, you skipped the gold medal game. You skipped the gold medal game. Just moving on to the next thing.
I got a number one song for you. And by the way, I just been binge listening to the Lox and Chic. Last night, I was listening to that Freddie Jason, Fab. Mm. And Jada album, so slept on, so underrated.
Yeah,
I was listening
to
Styles. Yes, it did. I was listening to Styles, Gangsta and a Gentleman last night. Like, so underrated. Bars! And so let's talk about Nas for a second, right? Lauryn Hill? Like, you gonna do that to us, dog? Like,
Remember when If I Ruled the World came out?
Yeah, man. I got stuck, dog. I was like trying to get ready this morning, you know, signing a couple of autographs that I need to sign. And I'm like trying to listen to it. I'm like, hold on. Cause when I get into a mode, I try not to look at the track list. I try to just listen to it, right? That's what I mean by Kanye. Like, I want to hear an album. Like, when I put in Southern Playlist and Cadillac Funky Music, like, that's an album from beginning to end. It don't stop. Mm-hmm.
You know who always puts out albums, not songs? Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar always like gives
yes.
you a full sonic
yes.
experience from front
yes.
to back.
Yes, yes. I want an album. And so I was listening to Nas and Hit-Boy shout to him. And then I heard Lauren. I got stuck. I'm like, hold on, where my phone at? Because I was patted on the chart. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, is that Lauryn Hill? I started bugging. And I got stuck. So I'm happy. Just like you did for Kanye, can you pull up the guest appearances on Nas' album, please?
Well, top of my head, I know EPMD's on there. It's like he made this just for Jalen Rose. Eminem and EPMD. Like he made it just for you. He had you in mind when he was putting it. Oh, and Charlie Wilson, of course.
Hit the brakes. My OGs in this game, the people, y'all see me online taking pictures with all type of artists. Let me tell y'all who gave me plaques. Okay. Naughty by Nature. Shout to Tretch, Vin Rock, AKG, Latifah, my sister, Shaquem, and EPMD, dog. Let me tell y'all something. Google right now, Jalen Rose, Miami Hurricanes. The picture that comes up, I was at Parrish Smith's house when I took that picture. That's family right there. PMD, Mike, Doc. When I went to Freaknik the first year, Eric Sermon had just got down there, dog. Shout to my guy G from the D. And they had a car wash. And I slept in the car wash on the floor. I ain't had no bread, dog. I just drove down. I just got a whip. I ain't had no bread. I slept in the car wash, dog. Blanket on the floor. Come on, nah. That's family. He got Eric and Parrish making dollars. You know what? I'm going to buy a fisherman hat today. You know that? My bad, PMD. My bad, PMD. My bad, Mike Doc. My bad, Mike
hilarious.
Doc. You know what I'm saying? I was in the studio with them, dog, for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Shout to my guy, my main man, D-Wade, still gets paid. In the offseason, he bay K in the shade. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight from the boondocks. I was there when that album got recorded, dog. He got EPMD on there.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me right now? Man, let's end this show so I can go study, man.
We got to get the people they want
I got to study, man.
This is the podcast exclusive.
Who else on there then?
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson, the OG. Shout to Snoop for resurrecting the OG with the hip-hop community. And before
Marshall
you know
Mathers.
It's hits on hits on hits on hits. Ooh.
Marshall Mathers.
Ooh.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. YG.
Ooh.
And Hit Boy does the horn.
Marshall and Nasir Jones. Mm-hmm. Are on a record? Did Hit-Boy produce this song?
I'm trying to think, have Nas and Marshall been on the same track before?
That's what I'm asking you. Did Hit-Boy produce this song?
I don't think so.
I don't recall hearing those two gentlemen. I've heard a lot of their catalog. Well,
I heard Nas say and Eminem ripped you on your own song.
Yes.
I'm from Ether.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, yes. I remember Proof. Shout to the legend, OG, rest in peace. Bringing Marshall up to Maurice Malone Hip Hop Shop on 7 Mile. Yep, I used to be up in there. CDs and music and DJing in the front and beatboxing and rapping and doing all of that and partying in the back.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Andre Iguodala has signed with the Warriors.
I ain't mad at him. First off, Jacoby, mm-hmm. You know how I am about statues and legacy, right?
It feels like a legacy play.
Boom. You go back with Steve Kerr, your Arizona ties, y'all won a championship together. Same with the Splash Brothers. And you can still look at both of them and say, I did something you didn't do. And that's when finals MVP. And so now for the Warriors, they're going to retire his number, dog.
Really?
Watch. It's a relationship business along with your productivity, dog. Remember I told you this. That's where it goes over the top. If he goes to the Lakers, no retired number.
One thing that I think that people don't pay close attention to the league is, like, Andre Iguodala was probably most effective as a player when he was with the 76ers, but he kind of, like, made his name as a player after that 76ers run.
People pay attention to winning, dog. You know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
You know how this works. People pay. So we care more about your 10 points on a contending team than your 17 points on a bad team.
Oh, I bet Andre was putting up more than 17 when he was with the Sixers. He was good.
I know, but anybody, but I said 17 because you're paying attention to 20 anywhere.
Yeah.
You getting 20, you paying attention to that. You see, I didn't even go there. Like, you know, somebody getting 20 in the league, they getting buckets. Don't ever get it twisted. You got to have 14 other NBA players allow you to shoot the ball. Just think about Jalen, that right there.
There's, sometimes people try to give other people compliments, but they just do it all wrong. And that's exactly what Wizards owner Ted Leonsis had to say about Russell Westbrook, who he just traded, by the way. Here I am quoting this man. Here's a great player in Russell Westbrook. Played in OKC, wanted to be traded. Went to Houston, wanted to be traded. Came to DC, wanted to be traded, and is now in LA. He's an unbelievably great person and an unbelievably great player. But that's the difference between the NBA and the NHL, I suppose.
Hit the brakes, Reg. That's a cattle call, is what that is. He knows exactly what he's saying. And I'll, you know, I love Fred Sanford growing up, and there were two cops that used to come to the door called Schmitty and Hoppy. And the black cop used to translate to Fred what the white cop was saying. So let me translate to y'all what he's saying. In other words, the black players in the NBA have more money and more power and control of their own destiny than the ones in the NHL. That's your lesson for the day.
I think you meant dog whistle rather than cow call, but that's a great point. And...
good point. Dog whistle instead of cattle call. But either way.
But, like, there's a couple things. You make a great point, but one thing I always hate is when someone tries to say something nice about somebody but just can't help themselves. You know what I mean? It's like when someone tries to make an apology but also makes excuses.
Yes. Yes, it's like when you were late.
Yeah. I wasn't late. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I said,
I'm late. Was the show on at 2 o'clock?
Jacoby
was the show
even on at 2 tweeted, o'clock? Hey, you know what? Jacoby even texted the group like 3 hours later. I looked down at my phone. He like, oh, and by the way, I wasn't late. So he done talked. He done told himself. You know how people tell themselves a lie so many times? They start to believe it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no record of me being late. Was the show on at 2 o'clock? Was the show on at 2 o'clock? So and somebody listening to this, was I late? I don't think so. Seems like I was right on time.
Oh, man.
What a great week for us. Got to spend some time with you. Got to go to the Lux and Dipset. What a great experience that was just for hip-hop. You know what it felt like to me, and now I've had some time to look back on it? It felt like sometimes when a good team in the NBA just kind of shows up because they're favorites, heavy favorites, and they feel like they don't have to really try or really focus on a game plan or really, like, give their all. And the underdog team is, like, really practicing not going out the night before. And they're like, you know what? We're going to take down the Warriors tonight. That's what that felt like. And it was pretty evident from early on. The energy that the Locks brought, I think, kind of just took Dipset by surprise a little bit.
Well, here's the number one thing I gathered from the verses that you will not hear anybody else say. You got to be like totally entrenched to understand what I'm about to say the difference was in the verses. The Dipset was three individuals and the Locks were a group.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And if you look over the history of both of those circumstances, right? You've always seen the Locks see eye to eye. There's times you haven't necessarily seen Dipset see eye to eye. It's great that they're now clearly seeing eye to eye, but to me, that's the difference when now all of us are up here, but we're gonna throw this Who Shot Ya beat on so that Jada can go ahead and rip his solo. See, you gotta be a group to do that. And mm-hmm. when Jada trying to talk and Styles is going crazy on Jim Jones trying to snatch his shoes off, and Sheik Lutz over there flexing in front of Jewels and Jada like, let me talk. Let me talk. Let me talk. We was there, Jacoby said it like six times. Let me talk. Right? That right there is something that we have on this show, dog. Like, we could take this show and make it stand-up comedy. We could go be Tyrone and Lester, dog. We could go,
to that point, Mr. Rose, to that point, this is where there's always something working behind the scenes. There's been a lot of buzz about this versus battle. And then what did they do? Oh, guess what? We're going on tour together. Guess what? We're going on tour together. Superheroes of Rap, State Prop, Dipset Locks. They're going to ride this momentum. They're going to be on tour like next week, riding the momentum. Use the big splashy promotion of the versus battle. And listen, I need you to be objective, because I'm not objective about this. To me, this has been the most discussed, impactful versus battle, but that might just be my subjective worldview because I love these two groups, because I'm in New York, because I went there.
I would say there's a couple of things that happened. At first, when it was like Gucci and Jeezy,
second one I was thinking of, yeah.
I would say that one is in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But Red just said DMX and Snoop, but let me give you a distinction of where I'm going with this answer. That wasn't a battle. That was a celebration. The Lox versus Dipset was a battle. That was the difference.
I don't think Dipset knew that.
That was the difference, right? That, like, the many of the other verses have become celebrations. Like E-40 and Too Short was a celebration, right? It wasn't necessarily mm-hmm. a battle.
No.
Like Dipset and Lox, that was a battle. Jeezy and Gucci, especially based on their history, that was a battle. And so I think that, to me, created the staying power that you're talking about.
And one thing I love about the evolution of this properties is, remember early on all the tech problems they were having? Like,
Teddy,
it just seemed
Riley,
like every time you tune in, you couldn't hear anything. And then there's also like another thing is they weren't in the same room. I think it was like Beanie Man and Elephant Man. I forget what it was. But then there's the first time they're in the same room. And now we have the crowd. The crowd changes everything. I mean, definitely at least 400 people got the Delta variant. At least 400 people got the Delta. It was like Lox versus Dipset, but you know who really won? Delta variant. That's who really won on Tuesday night in Madison Square Garden.
I can't lie. I got another winner. I'm going to tell y'all as we end the week. David Jacoby Street Cred got a win too. I saw it up close and personal.
I'm so surprised how surprised you are. You don't think I know how to handle myself at a hip-hop concert?
No, it's not that. You don't even do live shows, so don't act like that, dog.
No, I don't go to live shows.
There you go. So you can't. Yeah. So correct. So you don't do live shows. You went to a live show. So therefore, you were in a new environment, right?
It was a charged environment. A charged environment.
Right.
There's a lot of mad people trying to get in, and everybody outside had a plug that told them to go to that door. Everybody outside felt like they belonged inside. There was a mistake. Everyone was there was injustice on everybody because they had a way in.
And shout to my son, because he had a big bodyguard with him, and I was just right on his hip.
Yeah, he was like it was like you know, the lead blocker and the running back puts his hand on the lead blocker.
Yeah, I couldn't even see.
I knew there was like a good looking dog. 40% chance you were about to be inside, now it's about to be outside, now it's about to be like, you know what, I'm just gonna take the subway home and watch this on my phone. You know, to try.
But
to
I'm telling you, Jacobs, you know you arrived, dog, when you at Lox Dipset and you got people who earn nicknames in the street like Homicide. come up to you giving you dab, dog.
Dog, Jadakiss gave me a shout from the stage. Jadakiss gave me, he was like surprised to see me. He was like, Jacoby. Yes, Jada, Jadakiss, top five dead or alive. Like, dude, doesn't just know my name, makes eye contact with me, surprised to see me there, first of all, I can tell. He said, he didn't say Jacoby with an exclamation point. He said Jacoby with a question mark. You know what I mean? He was like, Jacoby? He's like, Jacoby? Here?
Well, the beauty is, as Kanye album comes out, and I'm glad the Locks are a part of that project, and while my brothers are gonna get celebrated the way they deserve, Style, Chic, and Jada, I just want you guys to know something. This is why we take pride in being the industry tastemakers. I ain't gotta run and scramble and try to get the Hall of Fame bust to celebrate Jada. You know why? It's already been here for years. Y'all great just point. Catching up.
Great
he
point.
Don't even have his Hall of Fame bust.
Great point, Mr. Rose. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. We always want to hear from you, our listeners. This is our favorite part of the show. What's the number, Jay? It took you 8 years to learn it. Now you got it down pat.
I got it down pat. 985-80-JALEN. When I was traveling, Jacoby, you know, I was at the conference finals. I was at the NBA finals. So that's like a true 4 to 6 week period. And I promised you, restaurants, gas stations, basketball games, hotels, airports, people love the shell. They made sure to pay homage. So I want to make sure as we go to the voicemails, I said to each of those people, make sure y'all call into the show. So this means a lot to us. Thank you for taking the time and energy. Rez Jalez, let's kick it to the first voicemail.
This is Willie. I'm re-pronouncing. Funky Town, Texas, Fort Worth. Shout out, Rez. First time caller, long time listener. Keep getting them checks. And I had a cultural or regional question. My wife, she is 10 years older than me, but we both look like Jalen. And no matter what we do as far as the way the bedroom looks, it's whatever she wants. Whatever colors, fluffy pillows, anything. Do I have a say in that, or am I just going along for the ride in more ways than one? Medicinal.
Oh, Willie. Willie in Fort Worth. This one's easy, dog. This is not cultural or regional. This is universal. You're going along for the ride. I can't tell everyone how to deal with their relationships. But one thing I gave up a long time ago, trying to win fights, trying to assert my way into things, trying to be a middle or small decision maker. I'm only involved in the big decisions. How much are we going to spend on rent? Where are the kids going to school? Who is going to be the babysitter?
Like about those are, five that's things.
I get involved in that. It's like, what color are we going to paint the walls? Should we get this comforter or that comforter? Like, I'm there as a resource, but I don't make those decisions. No.
Well, Jacoby, the dynamics of the relationship change based on the mushrooming of the family. And since you guys have three kids, you now have to pick and choose your battles.
Mm-hmm.
What he's describing, I understand what you're saying, but Jacoby is exactly right. Make sure you take his advice. And the key word is bedroom. Like, dog, why are you even tripping? Who is gonna ever be in y'all room? Remember, wherever you live, who comes in your room?
If your
only
homeboy,
the two people that sleep there.
If your homeboy tries to clown you because your bedroom looks feminine, that is not your homeboy. He's never been in a relationship. What are you supposed to put up? You want to put up your little hip hop posters?
You want to put up a camouflage wall, like a naked woman up there?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, a picture of Mob Deep hanging over the bed.
Yeah, a disco ball.
You ain't single in college, dog.
Yeah, man.
This isn't your high school locker, dog.
Yes.
Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Oof. I got in trouble a couple times going to my high school locker.
That's classic.
Also, if you didn't go to a real high school, if you don't know how to pop open a locker, I'll pop open your locker so fast. I don't need the combination. I just need to get just a little bit into that bottom, and then you just shake it really hard 3 times, it pops open.
Man, please, please, please call 985-80-JALEN and tell me your favorite locker room high school stories.
One thing I want to talk to Willie about.
Two
things about Willie I just want to acknowledge. Number one, Willie, you don't need to tell me that you're black. I can hear it. You don't need to tell me it's medicinal. I can hear it. That is my guy. Another thing I want to celebrate Willie for. I want to celebrate Willie for this. You don't see that too much. His wife is 10 years older than him. I like that. I think that people, you know what? Like, people kind of have this idea that it's usually like an older man and a younger wife type of a thing, man. Love is love. Like, whatever you got.
Hey. First off, when you saw his name on a piece of paper, you knew he was black. The second thing I wanted to say is 10 years older than you. You're definitely along for the ride, dog.
Like, that tells me you really got game.
Dog, I want to give you, that's honeycomb, dog. Like, that's special honey. You get 10 years older than you? Like,
that's special honey. That's honeycomb. I don't even know what that means, but it's wonderful. It's beautiful.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. That is special. Listen, he's winning that life. He's a champion.
Remember, 10 years we used older, to celebrate. Remember, we used to celebrate you? Women every Wednesday with the female callers, and we would always say the more responsible, the more intelligent, the more mature, the generally superior gender of our species. And one thing, if you can just get a woman to put up with you, that's a win by itself. And if you can get intimate with her, that's amazing. And if she's your girlfriend, that's amazing. But to get one to marry you,
preach.
And then to get one who's a decade older than you, Willie's got game. Willie has game. I can tell. My wife is 4 years younger than me, and she's no reason to be with me. She just stuck with me because she got kids now.
And also, Willie.
It's true.
And also, Willie's mature, because you got to be able to keep and pique her interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a decade younger, that means he got to continue to keep himself fresh for his age group and bracket, but also he got to make sure he's snuggling next to his honeycomb. I love this so very much.
This is
Willie,
great.
You know what? We got to retire your jersey.
Willie.
You know what I mean?
Willie, snuggle your honeycomb, dog. Snuggle your honeycomb.
I got something for you, Willie. You ready for this? Hit the brakes, Reg.
Uh-oh.
You need to start drinking Jalen juice immediately, dog. Now,
Jay, listen.
Here's the other thing, Willie. Now, you got her to marry you, but you got to keep performing, dog.
You can't always just be along for the ride. You sometimes got to drive the car.
You can't be along for the ride. Nah, that's the other thing about it, dog. You got to show some energy, some enthusiasm. She don't want the same missionary and all of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you think LeBron got Malik Monk and THT? Because he got some energy.
The catch lobs, the fast break. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, Jalen, listen, we've had a great run. I totally understand if you replace me with Willie, dog. I get it. You know what I mean? Willie and Jacoby coming back on Monday.
If you replace me with Jalen Hurts, since he ain't been the name the starting quarterback, he can come do this show.
No, he can be starting quarterback. We'll be back on Monday. Big shout out to Willie. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
All I'm about to do is go listen to King's Disease 2. I promise you. I'm about to take off my shirt, take off my shoes. I'm play a little basketball, jump in and out of the pool, grill. You guys enjoy your weekend. Do exactly the same. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.